great. We're still in Beis, but we're gonna start soon Gimel and just Gimel and Dal, and then we'll go back to Sukkah, you know, Sukkah in Yanim. But we're still in Beis. So we were discussing last time. We were discussing the union of Rav Moshe and the Marsha about what's the shot. The Gemara says Hakol B'Ksav Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Hakol B'Ksav, that everything is B'Yad Hashem Alai Haskil. Everything is specific, the blueprint of the Beis Hamikdash. So how could you go ahead and add anything to the Beis Hamikdash? So the Gemara says, well, they found a pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk in Zechariah says you have to sit separately. So the Marsha says the pshat is that the issur of adding something to the Beis Hamikdash is if it has to do with the avoda. You want to make the mizbeach something, add the ton to the mizbeach to help the avoda or something like that. And Rav Moshe says, no, the pshat is that since pritzus would be a din d'oraisa not to have in the Beis Hamikdash, so it's as if it's explicit in the Chumash that you have to have this type of separation. So it's not that we add it on something. Since pritzus is a din d'oraisa, so then for sure it's as if it's self understood. Like we said, self understood. Yaakov Avinu, you know, has the Yom. Okay. Some things are self understood. Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. You want to put it, he wants to say, if you put an air conditioner into the, that's a good shot. Who said this shot? Yeah, Rabbi Masrik said, that's a good shot. You want to put an air conditioner into the base of Mikdash, so Moshe Deft is quoting from Rabbi Masrik, so that would be what? And maybe that would be okay, according to the Marsha. But according to Rav Moshe, it would be Osir. Because Rav Moshe holds that anything you can't add. But if it's the pretzus, then you're not adding, because that's like self-understood. Okay. Then after this was the Satmar Rebbe's tshuva. Where he says that he got the tshuva is written to Hananya Yontev Deutsch. You know who Rav Hananya Yontev Deutsch is? So I'll tell you who Rav Hananya Yontev Deutsch is. Rav Hananya Yontev, I think Lipa. Rav Hananya Yontev Lipa Deutsch, right? He was known as the Helmut Sarov. He was known to build mikvos all over the world and to passel mikvos all over the world. He was the big mikvah person. In fact, I'll tell you a story. I was once on the fifth floor of the Gottesman Library, and all of a sudden, the elevator opens up. And who walks out of the elevator? Rav Hananya Yontev Lipa Deutsch. Together with who? Rabbi Israel Miller. Zichrono Levracha. You know who Rabbi Israel Miller was? Rabbi David Miller's father. The vice president of Yeshiva University. So I asked Rabbi Miller later, why was Rabbi Helmut Rebbe here coming to YU? Because Rabbi Miller was involved, Rabbi David Miller's father was involved in giving out reparations to Nazi Germany. And so he, I guess, was a victim. So he is getting reparations money to get to print his farm on Mikvos, or whatever the farm he wrote. So that's why he was here in the YU library. So he was, he had his chumras, believe me. He had his chumras. Nice sweet man. So the tshuva was written to him. And it's basically, he's asking about the mechitzas in America where you could see the opposite gender. And the Sama Rebbe basically is against those mechitzas. And then he said, you can't say there's a minhag to have these things. See here, he writes here on page 20, Zavadish of America ain't shum minhag. That was a big thing. Tamar Rebbe said, in America there's no minhag. Why? Because he says, Ki ein nikra minhag elamasha nisyasei v'mokim gedolei Torah v'yira. I mean, he's talking about, you know, America from 70 years ago, I mean, wasn't, you know, he felt that people were not so religious then, and therefore things that they did did not necessarily have a status of a minhag. So minhag means that it was put into tone by people who are Gedolei Torah v'Yira. But if it was people who are not, so then he doesn't think that has the status of minhag. Then he calls Rabbi Tama Mario Kosher Shemineg Shanasa Be'isra Having Minhag Osius Gehenim. Right. That's the famous Rabbi Natan, Rav Shechter quotes it, that minhag is osios gehenim. Improper minhagim are osios gehenim, the same osios gehenim. He says, V'amerika lo haya ha-hashivas ha-medina mitchila m'gdoli tor v'yira kanoda, v'haya ha-kol minhag boros gam mitchila. So he says that whatever practices they had in America weren't necessarily put in by the Gedolei Torah. And then he says, so all these things that he had, Rav Moshe's attitude was as much as we can to try to, in other words, Rav Moshe basically was a very big I don't know what the word to use. He took practices that were considered usher in Hungary and things like that, and he said, in America maybe it's not a problem. And he says, Zay Yosef, page 20 on the left. Zay Yosef, me mea ushloshim shona b'shas tof kuf ayin tes, it's gilu ha-prutzim b'medinas ashkenaz lasos shinuyim. First, in Germany already, they made shinuyim beveis haknesses, kamo b'amidas habima, kamoda. Zaya mimei hagronim adirim rabbi givei v'chasam sofer. Klob tzofku krucha b'chomar isser, ki nora hu lasas ezer shinuyim beveis haknesses. They made shinuyim beveis haknesses, right? They made the bima in front, not the bima b'emtza. So he thinks this is also a shinoi of the minhag. As Allah died, the shinoi zei hamchitza ba'ofer sheyuchal lios hastaklus mehanoshim al hanoshim shezavada yosem yidid gemar b'li sofik. So that was, the approach. Hungarians and the Rabbanim, things like that. Okay. Rav Shechter wrote an article many years ago, it's printed in the Sefer Eretz Tzvi, about which halachas of the Beis HaKnesses are learned from the Hilcha of the Beis HaMikdash. For example, he quotes here on page 23, Avtsuras Beis HaKnesses, Motzin Ludinam Bas, he also get a Mikdash Ma'at. So there are certain things you have to do similar to a Beis HaMikdash. So he quotes the Tosefta, Ein Poskim Piskei Beis HaKnesses says El Mizrach. You know, they used to face the Mizrach. They used to face the Marv. So the opening was the Mizrach. The point being, as Rav Shechter pointed out, like this, the door of the shul should be in the back. So you walk straight in, not on the side. Because that's similar to the Mikdash. The Mikdash, you walked in from the back and you went through it.
There's plenty of people with side doors.
Yeah. So look at the bottom of footnote 7. He writes here, "B'shas shalomad rabbeinu shlidadin zeh b'shirah b'shbeis kneses Moriah." Right? The Rav used to give a shir Moriah. You know what Moriah was? 79th and Broadway. See, he's a man that knows. 79th and Broadway. That was a shul in the West Side. And who's the Rav? Rav Weiss. Rav Yosef Weiss was the Rav. I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik at one point was the Rav before that of Moriah. So the Rav gave a weekly shir in Moriah. A weekly shir in Moriah. So he says he gave a shir in Moriah, so the Pesach Beis HaKnesses was Minatzad. It wasn't Mechuvan for the back. So Omar Befeir Shem Beis HaKnesses Ha'hu Nivne Shalokidin. So he thinks that shul was Nivne Shalokidin. And then he says that by Luchadodi, when you say Bowie B'Sholom, the reason why you face the back is because that's the opening. So he says, well, the Pesach Beis HaKnesses who Menatzad, so maybe you should face the doorway, wherever the doorway is. That's not the minute. In other words, here's the opening. So say there was no door here. So everyone would just face here for the Chadodi. That's not the minute. But we dive in here also. So, but it could be also a base kinesis. Yeah, but it could be, Maybe.
Some block, we're gonna have to have it in the back because it's a base
leverage.
It's not
base kinesis.
Maybe
it's a base leverage. Yeah, but I don't know. I think if you dive in there, Bekvias, so then. So it could be that it has both. It's just that you have to follow the chumras of both. It depends on what halacha you're talking about. Yeah. That's an issue. The question is, when the Aron is not, in America we follow Mizrach. So if the Aron is not in Mizrach, so what do you follow? Do you follow the Aron or do you follow Mizrach? So different people have different opinions on what to do. Rav David Feinstein once told me he felt you should always face the Aron Kodesh. I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosas in the first parak of Brachas. I think Rav Shechter mentioned that also. That may be interpreted, as Rav Shechter said, I think from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that may be interpreted as that Gufa is what the Rishonim were arguing about. Yeah, I think that, Yeah, Rav Abadi said in Tveria, when he grew up in Tveria, so they also wasn't facing Yerushalayim, so they didn't follow the Aron Kodesh there in Tveria when he grew up. They followed whichever.
One answer was non-directed.
But I personally think everyone should face. They say that's what the Rav held. It's just weird the way. I mean, there's different opinions, but.
Those who pray sort of on a triangle, is that considered lokamara, or is that a acceptable or a stora?
Yeah, okay, the different. Based Knesset Kilchosa, Binias based Knesset Kalacha, he even refers to Rav Schechter's article here that in that there's an extra paid of Tznias in a shul because it's a Makam Ashra Sashpina, etc. Okay. Bekitzer, let's continue now. Yud Ches Gimel. The Satmar Rebbe was against seeing women. Men seeing
it's
women.
It's a rabba. Right?
Yeah.
You
can't see. That's great.
It's because of the rabba who writes
the Rambam. The Rambam of the Perish Mishnayos. Yeah. And the Tosas Yontif here, page 3, in Yudkas Gimel, take a look at the Tosas Yontif. He says, "Omnam istaklus hanoshim benoshim, mevi lidei kalos rosh." It brings kalos rosh. Kihuyim shalbach siv. Velvishim Kishu Ladas, Vishem Yira Keri. So he thinks it's all Kalas Rosh. It's interesting, you know, people point out that everyone's, you know, Rosh is saying the Rambam is too, the two Rambams, one says Mu'urav, one says Re'iyah, right? The two Rambams. So if you look at in the Lashon HaMishnah in Midos on page 4, it says V'chalacha ha'isa barishona v'kifu k'sosra sh'anoshim roz m'mal v'noshim imadam k'dei sh'lo yu m'uravim. The Mishnah uses the word sh'lo yu m'uravim. So Rav Moshe made this whole, and the Rambam, where does the Rambam get this idea sh'lo yu m'uravim? So they point out it's the Lashon HaMishnah. But I think we'll see. Ravar Kotlo doesn't say that he doesn't think that Luyim Ravim has to do necessarily with mingling. It could be Luyim Ravim, so you can't see them. There is a sefer called Kol Sofer. It's written by Rav Chaim Sofer. Rav Chaim Sofer, his famous sefer is Machane Chaim. He was known as the Hungarian Rav Chaim. That's what he was known as. That is because the tshuvas are more like Lombus type of tshuvas. So even though he wasn't from the Lithuanian world, he was known as the Hungarian Rav Chaim. Chaim Sofer. So he wrote a perish on the Mishnayos called Kol Sofer. So on page 5 he writes, "Misaknisham tikin gorl lebaran aitos yontesh shehayu makifin oso guzustros k'deishol istakul anoshim v'anoshim Ki stakos anoshim benoshim mevi lidei kalus rosh. Ki hu im shomach, page 6, siv, bo mishim kishu adas, ki when you are carried. So he's pointing out that the Tosas Yontav uses the words histaklus, which means what? Staring, not just a cursory glance. So the Tosas Yontav on page 4, page 3. At the top of page 3 is the Tosas Yontif. But then he says, Perish Aram, where put the arrow? Tikun Godol, Godol HaToelis. Right? We saw that someplace. That Tikun Godol means that it has a very important function that we separated the genders. Shalom Yitehu. Whereas he says tikkun gadol, so you shouldn't think. In other words, why does the Mishnah say that they made a tikkun gadol? Why does the Mishnah have to give adjectives to describe what they did? Why don't they just say they put up the mezuzra? Why does the Mishnah have to be so fancy? Oh, they did a tikkun gadol. So the Kol Sofer says, because the shel gadol hatoelus. Shalom Yiteh Shehu Midas Chassidus Elachim. He says that Tikkun Gadol is to show that it's a Chiv, and the Nafkamina is that we, that Tikkun Gadol we need in our shuls today. So that's what he says. So it's a real chiyuv. Okay. So with the Rambam here, page 7. Says that Hayu Masakna Mitish Mokam Lanoshim Milmalo, Lanoshim Mata, Kadeshul is Arbu Elo Ve Elo. So, you know, Rav Aaron Kotler, as we'll see in the future packets, he doesn't think that it's Arbu. In other words, if you can see, that's also being Yisarbu. Because he feels that Moshe's understanding is mechudishtim. So what's the idea of Yisarvu? So they'll have, you know, hurim this, if you can come by. The only thing we're going to see in the future packet is, do we say that Buzman Hazeh, that today men and women interact more so than they did then, maybe the perhurim and things like that are not as they used to be. We'll see who says that. We'll see who's that. That's a chiddush, but that basically will be in packet 4. That's going to be the issue of why maybe today things are different. And why people are more makel in certain circles, because they don't consider it, it's just there's more interaction between men and women, so maybe that makes things different. Oh yeah, was he in the which packet was he in? Base. Yeah, so yeah. I was about to, you know, Yudchas Beis. Nimrod remembers from the Kiddushah Kosh. What page is he on? 6? What page is that Shuvah? Nimrod? Was that on, which packet was that in? Was that in the first packet, or? Okay, we'll see. Yeah, okay. Now, and in the Sefer Zichron Yehuda, on page 10, thinks that, you know, that it's, you know, similar to Ramosha, that the requirement of Mechitza is Daraisa. He quotes the Tosis Yantif. He's Tachlos Anoshim Anoshim Eirim Yidei Chalus Rosh. So he says, "Varv tzarachin lecharalama tzarach lomar shustatlus maybe lekalus rosh ariya gufa haviyas sederaisa." Even if it's not a stalkus, so he thinks anyway it's not good, and then it's also lack of page 11 mikdoshi tiro, that it's not, if you're going to see women, that's going to not have the same level of reverence and seriousness in the and then he thinks it's, you're breaking the old minhag. Oyishme Isra Mishum Al Tasik Vul Oilum Mishanim Miminag Yisrael Hagdoshim Beolam Shaosim Hamchitza Nal. So it's a shinui from the minhag. Okay, now let's take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, page 8. Now, I'm going to read you the Rambam, and I wanted you to tell me what you feel is strange in the Rambam. Okay? Ready? Ezras Hanoshim, page 8, Perek, Hey, Halacha, Tes. Ezras Hanoshim, Hoysa, Mukefes, Gezustra. Deishu Hanoshim, Ros, Milmalan, Vanoshim, Milmaton. So the Ezras Noshim had what? The Gezustra. That was this balcony. The women on top, the men on the bottom. So Kadesh Lo Yomiru Bovim. And then he says, "Ubayis Godol, Chaya Mitzad Hazara, Mitzvona, etc., etc." So he says, "The Ezra's Noshim had." had mechitz, you know, had a gezustra coming out from the different sides. Ah, beautiful. Harav HaGoyim, beautiful. But it sounds to this Rambam that this is the way it always was. Ezra's Hanosh, he doesn't say this is the way it was on Sukkot. He's describing you the Beis HaMikdash, and he says Ezra's Noshim Toysu Mukefes Gezustra Kidei Sheyu Hanoshim Roas Mulmal Hanoshim Mimatan. Yeah. And the Rambam also brings it down. Look at this Rambam on page 7. Page 7, Halacha Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis. Avol Pi Shakol Modos Mitzvah L'Smach Ben B'Chag Hasukos Hashem B'Mikdash Yom Simcha Yisera She'Nem Esmach Nufay Hashem B'Chech L'Shivas Yomim. The Ketzer Yosim Erev Yontov Rishon Hayu Masachtim B'Mikdash Mokom L'Noshim L'Malo V'Noshim L'Mata. So how do these two Rambam shtim? That's the question. It's not my question. I'll tell you whose question it is momentarily. But you hear? In other words, it Ches Yud Beis, he seemingly says that they made a tikkun. He quotes the Mishnah. They made a tikkun gadol on Sukkot. But here in Hilchos Beis HaMechira, it seemingly he's just describing what the Ezra's Noshim was, and he says Haisa Mukefes Mukuzustra. So that's Bashma, that's the way it always was, no? Or else he wouldn't say. So I want you to think and tell me, what do you think the answer to? At first I want you to, you know, feel the question. You know, Rav Goldman's that's all, the Rosh Yeshiva Karmiyad, they used to say, you have to prepare for Shir. Because if you don't prepare for Shir, so who needs the Magid Shir? The Magid Shir asks questions, he makes you problems, and then he gives solutions. But without him, you didn't have the problems. So you don't feel his relevance. But if you learn to prepare the Indian, and then you feel what the problems are, and then the Magid Shir comes and gives you Terutzim, it's meaningful. That's what he used to say. That's Yeshiva Zatzal. Chaim Yaakov Goldbach. The Ferrari. Maybe page 8. The Rambam says, there was. You got a packet? Page 8. The Rambam says there was a gezustra around Ezra's Noshim in Hilchos Beis HaMechira. But in Hilchos Lulav he says that was the Tikkun Gadol for Sukkot. So it's not sure they only set it up on Sukkot. But in Hilchos Beis HaMechira, it's not sure it was always there. And if you look at Rashi, on page two, what does he write? He writes, "He kifuad gezustra the bad. Thus, the zizim k'solim boltim, but a kosas of his v'chol shana misadrim sham gezustros. He should also have the sham simchas beis shoeva." So it's mashma that they did it for the simchas beis shoeva. So what's pshat? So I want you to explain to me: how do you drive these two Rambams together? You follow? The Rambam that says, because if it was always for Sukkot, why would he say Ezra's Noshim Haisa Mukafis Gezustra? It's right, you have Harari on page 8. Right? It was Mashmah that's the way it always was. And then on page 7, he says that he quotes the din of the Tikkun Gadol. So I want to hear from you.
I think true that even the Sukkot from during the regular year was the same thing. But Tikkun Gadol on Sukkot means that it was a big advantage specifically on Sukkot, because when there's Sukkot Seira and Sukkot, even though it was the same structure, he was around
But then, you're just saying, well, the benefit for it was greater on Sukkot than it was the old year. But then what did it mean, Hayu Masachnin, Lashon HaRambam? Yeah. Hayu Masachnin and Mikdash, this Mashmah, they did something, right? It was not just this question, by the way, is Rav Kook's question. Rav Kook asked, it seems to be that it's a steer in the Rambam.
How long did it take them to make the steer in the first Sukkot? Because if it was the first Sukkot, then it becomes this way, and this is the way it was going to be forever. So then the Rambam was right.
You say maybe they just did it the first year they started to do it, they did it, and then they left it there. Let's see. What's all? But it says Kesar. You also did Erev Yom Tov Rishon. Not sure that they did it every Erev Yom Tov Rishon. Whereas according to you, they only did it one time.
Can you say Erev Yom Tov Rishon
the first time?
First
time. The first Sukkot of the. I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit.
The question is, was the woman in the same room with the men any other time other than the Sukkot Pesach Shemayot? Maybe the Rambam in the Sukkot Pesach Shemayot is just referring also to the only to the Sukkot Pesach Shemayot. That was the only time that the women and men shared the space.
Yeah. So how does that explain?
No, so the Rambam, the Rambam was just Makatsu. He didn't quote the Tehillim Pesach here. He didn't mention the Sukkot Pesach Shoreh specifically, explicitly.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it was only used for the Sukkot Pesach Shoreh. He was pointing to what he writes in the Tehillim Pesach here.
So how does that answer the question?
Because the answer to the question is the whole thing only applies to the Sukkot Pesach Shoreh. So why does the Rambam? Because maybe the men and the women were not in the same location other than on the nights of the Sukkot Pesach Shoreh during Sukkot.
Yeah, so therefore what?
So the two genders did not come together.
So what was the Tikkun Gadol for if it was up the whole year?
Because that's
the Rambam doesn't say explicitly it was up the whole year, does he? I don't think so.
Well, look what he says. Does sound it was up the whole year.
Why can't you say that it was up the whole year? But it was only used, they separated the gender only during the Tikkun Gadol. I'm sorry.
But then what's the Lashon on Hayu Masachnin? It's not sure that they did something on Erev Yom.
But the Rambam in the Pesach of Kiro does not explicitly contradict that. He just says, yes, the Ezra's Lashon on
Yeah, so what does it mean? What does it mean to make a Tikkun Gadol?
Yeah, now, you may be referring to the Tikkun Gadol here. It's up here.
Yeah, but that wasn't every Erev Sukkot, it was up every year.
Where do you see that?
Read it. Well, we need to do something, no? So what do you think? I mean, Misakhanin is mashma that there was a physical action that was done. What does Misakhanin mean?
Who, Rob Brody?
And also our people.
What's your Raya? Where does he write it? One second, let's see. What's his lashon? What page? What? The page 8.
Yeah.
What is he?
Page 8.
What does that mean? So you are Nashim Rose Milmalan.
He doesn't write that regarding
Sukkot.
That's why I'm saying.
And Sukkot? So you're saying that
the difference was that on one of the times they wouldn't be able to see each other, and then on the other time they would be able to see each other.
And which is which?
It makes more sense that it's different. They would be able to
that they should or should not.
Yes.
Well, which way? So there's which way?
Would not.
Because it's a more labor dick time, so. Right, so there was Satmar and Sukkot, and then they were. So Zimmer saying that Lashon Shiloyim Muravim is not here, but at Sukkot they made it that you can't even see.
Right.
That was the Tikkun Gadol.
They didn't make the Kazus to run from scratch on Erev Yom Tov.
Yeah. They didn't make the Kazus. I like that shot. Yeah, what do you say, Matt? So Rav Kook, he has the Tshuvas in Orach Mishpat. They're very good. People don't learn his Tshuvas enough, I tell you. Well, most of the Rav Kook people are not looking at the Tshuvas. They're looking at the
Shaslavan.
Right. Yes, so the Tshuvas are very understandable. The Shaslavan is not understandable. What? The Shaslavan?
Yeah.
The Shaslavan mentioned that. It's very hard to... The Shaslavan mentioned that the Shaslavan is hard. Page 12. So who is this Tshuva to? Look what he writes on page 12. L'cheinu b'nei Yisrael kiva zakoz yechidim ha'uvim b'artzis ha'bris b'America v'Canada. Jewish communities in America and Canada. So he says, look what he writes. Achenu ha'yikar. Bo ha'ilai ha'shmua v'matzav ha'yadus ha'nemona b'nuseichem v'libi nishmar b'kibri. He said, he hears what's going on in America and Canada. Ki ola ha'poretz v'eila she'eshchitzu es kerem Hashem tzvachos b'Yisrael v'yadichu rabim mecher Hashem He says the reform practices are infiltrating the Orthodox practice. Gam betoch machane hacharedim penima. Meaning, he says, and he's right, a lot of things that went on in Orthodox shuls are all coming from the reform. Like the Bima in the middle. You know what else? The rabbi speaking at shul. Also, yeah, that's from the reform, the sermon, the whole concept of the sermon. Yes, comes from the church, as Aaron said. That's why the old rabbanim who were real stark, like Rav Moshe Bichzatzal, didn't speak Shabbos and Shul. Twice a year, Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shuvah. That's what a Rav spoke. It would make it much easier for the Rabbanim. They didn't have to prepare sermons. Someone showed me a very interesting thing. Just yesterday, someone showed me a picture from a parking lot. I don't know where it is. In a shul. It says, this is reserved for the rabbi. Offenders will be required to give the sermon on Shabbos. You see that? Someone just showed it to me. Yeah, 1 second. So Rabbik, once in a while Rabbik would speak in the shul when something came up, like when they were trying to put up an Erev in Borough Park or something like that, so he felt that he had to, but the whole year he darshaned at Shalashuddas. That's the Rav, darshaned at Shalashuddas. And Shalashuddas also, people today use Shalashuddas to speak about all types of strange things. You say different Torah on the Parsha,
that's an old minhag.
That's what you do. But today they use it as opportunities to speak about medical halachas and medical halachas. You say a medrash and you dash in a medrash and you say Shul is a special type of divrei Torah you're supposed to say. The parasha, of course. None of the other things. That's a minor thing. And then the speaking in the daytime, so that's came from the reform, who came from the church. But I think the word is today Rabbanim to be Malamet Chus on the Rabbanim, I think they feel that this is the only time of the week that people are coming to shul, and therefore he could influence them positively, so that became. But what Rav Kook is saying is that all these things are creeping in the Orthodox community, are coming from the reform. That's what he writes. People should. Rav Kook was the one. That's why it bothers me all the time. Rav Kook became the person that they pin everything. He was tolerant and everything. He wasn't so tolerant. I mean, he loved Jews, but it's not like everything goes. And it's only the people who never really knew what he was about, and they just put him as of course he had Amos Yisrael, but. You know, he didn't always come a little cool on everything. So one of the things he says is about the tour of the Beis Knesses. The tour of the Beis Knesses. So he says, so he claims, he wants to claim that there's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. And Rashi held that, Rashi here on page 2, that the Tikkun Gadol, the Kzutzos were only up for Sukkos. Only for Sukkos. That's the Pashat Shah.
That's the Rashi.
Yeah, that was But he says he thinks the Rambam holds differently. Because, and he quotes that Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Here, look on page 13 on the left side on the top. You came to Shitas Rashi, Nases, Sustra, Meshvil, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Lobikvis. That's Rashi. Zel, Lokidas HaRambam. So the Rambam's explaining what Binyan Beis HaMikdash looked like. And he says there was a Gezustra all the time. Then he writes, look further down, Ayah Rambam Dal Mufaris as Masha Umru Mishna Sukha Pekacholil Shayyubisakh Pikin Gorl Shakabadahi Shayyubisakhis and Mokum Biosir Zahiris Biosir Snees. So that could be Nimrod. Nimrod. In other words, when Rosh Shapiro in the library was explained to me, they spruced it up more than it made it more tanua. The balcony, but the balcony was always there. We talk riboy ha'am, we talk hasimcha yisera soishasam. So Nimrod Mamish, he was mechavim, the divrei harav. Not bad. Aval zot ha'tavit shehaytem mukhefes zutzor shayyakol ha'shar kula. Kolei menichim shu yudoshim skapsos ma'adam, how many shu yutez v'malos? And during Sukkot's time, it was more of a so that's what he writes on page 14. Zich loshon Rambam b'dvarav shebehilchos beis habechira b'voim leil from shebehilchos lulav v'orkein shu sover shetamid haya havdal adeg zusra v'shebehilchos beizoyim mosifim tikun. And it could be that's what he's saying, that you shouldn't even see, because that's more of a time of frivolity during Sukkot. That was it was very labored on Sukkot. The rest of the year was more serene, more solitary. It was okay, so you could see a little bit, but. So that's what he says. And Rashi holds, and I guess the Gemara's question of how Kol B'Chsav was going on the Tikkun Gadol, because the Gezustras was always there. The Gezustras was there the whole year. The Tikkun Gadol was maybe to hire up the Mechitza on the improvements. Okay? So all this he's writing. So the American Jewry, he's pleading to the American Jewry, don't let Reform Judaism creep into the... and people don't even realize how many different things that, that are, considered, that originally came from there. So it's not a simple matter. But Rav Kook was so Bez Hashem will continue with this packet tomorrow, but that's a fascinating deer. Right? The fascinating deer in the Rambam. And basically Nimrod was having to Rav Kook's parents. Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow will continue this. I think we'll take one more day on this packet and then we'll then probably Wednesday, Thursday, we'll do packet Yud Ches Dalet, and then we can continue back on the.